Trent University will receive an additional $57 million in provincial funding over the next 4 years, Peterborough MPP Dave Smith announced at a press conference on the university's Simon campus on June 17th. The investment is part of a new province-wide funding model, which will distribute $6.4 billion to Ontario post-secondary institutions. Smith, a Trent alumnus and current part-time graduate student himself, told reporters the provincial initiative aims to bring stability and incubate long-term employment prospects in the higher education sector.
Julie just mentioned that 4,000 students graduated from Trent this past convocation. When I was a Trent student, there were only 3,800 full-time students at Trent at the time, 37 years ago. So when you see the growth here at the university, it is something that has been fantastic for this community. In my time in Peterborough, we have seen the Environmental Science Building built. We have seen the Zosky College built. We have seen the DNA building being built. There has been continuous expansion here at Trent, and there are more things that are on the go. The Long-Term Care Centre, just as a perfect example, it's a partnership with Trent, and it's all about investing in those students. It's giving that opportunity for them. We know that the post-secondary industry has gone through some turmoil over the last number of years. At the province, we want to make sure that our post-secondary institutions are strong, that they are there and can continue serving those students as we move forward. And Trent has been a fantastic example of that. They have made a number of adjustments to programs. They have tried to find ways to react to what the market needs, what the employment market needs. And that is reflective in the different things that Trent has done. So it is with great pleasure that I get to stand up here today and talk about the $1.6 billion investment that we're doing provincially. Sure, that's across the whole province, but for Trent University, what it means, $57.7 million over the next 4 years. This is funding to stabilize the industry, to make sure that as new students come in, as the future is developing, as we're starting to realize it, we know that Trent University is going to be here. They are going to be our partner as we move forward, and that they have that sustainability to make sure that they continue providing that level of education, that level of training, and that level of stability for our community.
Trent University President and Vice Chancellor Kathy Bruce thanked Smith and other provincial partners on behalf of the university, and spoke about Trent's desire to deliver a rewarding educational experience to its undergraduate students.
So I want to begin by thanking MPP Dave Smith, not only, as noted, a Trent alum, but I would say a Trent champion at every turn. And I would also like to thank Minister Quinn and Mr. Bethenfalvy, who are central to this funding announcement. It is a team effort at Queen's Park, and we know that, and appreciate Dave's advocacy in alignment with the efforts of the Ontario government. Investing in Trent is essential because as a regionally responsive university with national and international impact, Trent is preparing students for a strong Ontario workforce, is providing high-quality education, is driving economic prosperity in the region and in Ontario. This particular investment of $57.7 million over 4 years will help Trent plan with greater certainty, and it allows us to continue to deliver on our commitment to students. Bottom line, our commitment to students, to the highest quality education, and to a wonderful future.
After the press conference, Smith stayed to answer a few questions from reporters about the funding and the province's aims.
The press release mentions seeking to support in-demand jobs. Trent University is prized as a liberal arts institution, so I'm just curious how this funding sort of will bolster a part of Trent that is not often it's not thought about in that way, to a certain degree.
So when you take a look at Trent and the programs that they offer, the nursing program is probably one of the best examples of it. We have a demand right now for nurses. Trent has had the ability then to expand that program in the past. Trent has also added additional training for nurses so that they could upskill. When you look at that, this is one of those areas that we truly do need.
A concern that has been expressed at the senior administrative level at Trent here is a concern about the market competitiveness of Trent. What will an investment like this do for making Trent attractive to new students?
I think the fact that that Trent University, with the small size that it is getting as much money as it is from the province, is a demonstration in our belief that Trent produces high-quality graduates. This type of an investment to the province is a signal to any of the high school students to say, we believe in what Trent is doing, we believe that it's good work, we believe that this is where you're going to get one of your best quality educations anywhere in the country.
Within the past couple of months, there's been a couple of announcements from the province about the restructuring of the OSAP program, and the concern that we're hearing from students coming out of that is that these changes to the way that loans and bursaries are allocated are basically going to make it more difficult and more expensive for students to attend university. How do you sort of explain the province's rationale of almost, investing at the institutional level and not the student level?
So when we're investing at the institutional level, what you're doing with that is you're ensuring that tuition levels are not going to increase at a high amount. When any university, when any post-secondary institution does their funding and figures out what it is that they need to charge students, it's all based on what their operating is. If we can give money to the university directly to it, that actually directly reduces the cost of what tuition could have been as a result of it. So when we look at what it means for the students, any investment into the university or a college for that matter is an investment that reduces the cost for the student to actually attend the school at that point.
A prior report at the May 8th meeting of the university's Board of Governors showed an anticipated deficit of $2.7 million, with internal emails suggesting it could be as high as $30 million in the 2026-27 financial year. Trent lost $13 million in net tuition revenue during the 2025-26 financial year, and has identified more than $11 million in cuts for 2026-27 in the university's draft budget. Bruce also fielded questions about the investment's effect on Trent's undergraduate programs, as well as the impact on the university's 2026-27 budget. The budget was passed in closed session earlier this year due to an embargo on the announcement of the funding.
Trent University really focuses on interdisciplinary learning, and part of that is about constructive and creative thinking. That's another way to say critical thinking, but I think to get more precise about it, it's that constructive, productive way of thinking and the creative side of things as well. And that's what sets our grads apart. We have recently introduced an artificial intelligence program, and there's both a Bachelor of Science and a Bachelor of Arts. We are the only university that I know of in Canada that has a Bachelor of Arts in artificial intelligence.
What I wanted to ask Kathy is, when Trent University passed the budget this year, they did so in closed session because of embargoed provincial funding. Was this the announcement that you knew at the time?
Thank you for that question. So in fact, the announcement has come out of embargo. And what that means is we can present the budget in open session this week. And so that will be at the board meeting on Friday afternoon. And we're looking forward to being able to share that at that time. And that will include the 57.7 spread over the 4 years. It's not even per year. It changes a little bit from year to year. So we're looking at all of the very detailed workbooks that go with that along the way.
Kathy, can you tell us a little bit more about what this investment is going to do for the current financial position of the university this year?
It's a very good question. You've seen at open sessions previously the budget projections and so on. This investment really helps. It doesn't resolve everything. We have a projected deficit going forward for the next few years. There will still be a projected deficit, but what this does is it really lends a tremendous amount of stability and clarity so that we can make some good decisions going forward.
Trent's 2025-26 operating financial report and 2026-27 budget, including the additional $57 million in provincial funding, will be presented in full at the university's Board of Governors meeting on Friday, June 19th. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.